We are here today in Weston-super-Mare, and it's the 1st of November 2018. Derek Tidmarsh and I, Alistair Adams, are just about to interview Gene Stevens, who used to work at Fieldings and was a tracer. With us is her niece, Louise Greswell, who's keeping an eye on us and making sure we behave ourselves, so we'll try and do that. Okay, so Jean, what prompted you to work at Fieldings in the first place?
I was at art college, war was on, and we were all called up, and I got sent to Fielding and Platt.
Oh, right, so it wasn't a choice. You were told you
No,
had to go there.
yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So what year did you start there? Can you remember?
44. No,
1940.
wait a minute, 45. Yes, just before the end of the war, 45.
Yeah, a few years ago. Okay, so where were you living at the time when you started there?
We would have been at Bond End, wouldn't we, Louise?
Yes.
Bond End, Upton St Leonard's.
All right, yeah, still there. Okay, so did you go straight in as a tracer, or did you do something else in the first?
No, I was at art college and went straight into the drawing office with the tracers.
Yeah. So you were saying just now that there were about seven or eight of you tracers, which
Yes,
is,
yes.
that's quite a lot.
Yes, I suppose there were twice as many draftsmen almost, yes.
Yeah. When we were there, I think there were only two tracers there.
Just two, yeah.
Two,
Oh,
yeah.
gosh.
In the 1960s, yeah.
Oh.
But there were 700 people working at Fieldings in the 1960s, so it was quite big.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you think of the company once you started there?
Liked everything about it. Happy every Monday morning to go off to work.
Not many people can say that these days. So what did your everyday task comprise of? Did you have to go make the tea, or did you?
No, lady came round with a tea wagon. No, sit at my drawing board, have the draftsman's drawings and trace them.
Yeah,
And then Tommy Millington one day said, "Would you like to do some drawings?" So sometimes I did that as well.
So that's quite busy. I'm surprised how many traces there were. You mentioned the tea trolley. Can you remember any of the cakes on the tea trolley? Because Derek and I can.
No, I don't even remember cakes.
Well, well, we do every day.
Yeah, we had cheese diamonds
I
and
don't remember anything like
pasties.
that.
Oh, they were fantastic.
Thursday was hot dog day.
Yeah, Thursday was hot dog, Derek said.
No.
No.
We were spoilt, obviously, in the following years.
Cheeky.
Derek just asked if you could remember any of the machines or the parts that you're actually tracing.
No, not now.
With extrusion presses, slab and curb presses, did you get involved
I
with
know
them?
they took a long time to trace.
Yeah.
Quite detailed. But they're big,
Yeah, big drawings, yeah.
Yeah.
Been there, drawn them, and had them traced myself,
yeah.
but not a few
Yeah.
things, yeah. Did you move around any other departments?
No.
Okay, can you remember any of the names of, say, other tracers that you worked with? I mean, I.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Joyce Brodie, Joyce Wessel, Joan Scattergood, Betty something, Jean Hibbert, Jean Carter, Lillian Madeley.
Okay, there was another one that
Molly Parker.
I was just going to mention, yeah. Molly is now Molly Harris. Were you aware of that?
I thought that Molly Parker married Ramsay Harris.
Precisely. So she still is Molly
Yes.
Harris.
Ramsay Harris was very nice, one of the draftsmen.
Yeah. I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. He is a nice chap. He comes. We have reunions, and I think they've both come to those.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. He is in his 90s now.
Oh, he was very nice looking. Nice chap.
Yeah. Okay, so how much were you involved in sports and social?
Not at all. I'm useless at sports, but I used to turn up the sports day and I would go with a hockey team when they used to play somewhere in Oxford, just for a day out, really.
So, in other words, you were a hanger-on. Did you end up in the pub with the rest of them?
No. Never liked to drink. No.
Oh, didn't you? You missed out, obviously. Did you make any particular friends there, and are you still in touch with them?
I did for quite a time. And you see, I moved a lot. Moved to Plymouth, Guernsey and round. Lost contact with all of them, actually.
Yeah.
Except Pat. Pat, Louise, her mother, was friendly with Barbara something, is it? Who was married to Beverly Minot Smith, who was one of the draftsmen when I was in the drawing office. So Bev Minot Smith I met.
Yeah, we know Bev, don't we?
Yeah, he comes to the...
He's been to reunions.
Right.
You're just going to mention some draftsmen's names. Okay.
Yes, Bill Nash, Frederick Allen, Will French, Harry something, one of the Fieldings.
Yeah, yes. Bob Greenaway. Did you know Bob?
Yes.
Bob Greenaway?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know?
Yes, Stanley Retter, but used to sit next to Stanley Retter, Bob Greenaway.
Well, Bob Greenaway.
Wesley or Hempstead or somewhere.
Bob Greenaway, when he left Fieldings, I think his family had a small holding or something, and they started a garden centre. And that is now a very big garden centre, just down the Bristol Road, out of Gloucester. Very big one.
Yes, that's where you came from, Quedgeley, Hempstead, that way.
Yeah, this is at Whitminster, the garden centre.
Oh, Whitminster, yeah.
It's a big one.
Right.
Bob passed away 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, right.
His wife is still involved with it.
Yeah. Okay, so why did you... You obviously left Fieldings eventually, so why did you leave then, Jean?
I think I must have become pregnant, mustn't I? I was married, you see, then, 15-1. Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
so...
Yes, I married.
So who... Did you marry somebody at Fieldings, or...?
No, Wagon Works.
Oh, right, yeah. So your husband worked at the Wagon Works?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, next door. Yeah.
Do they know who Daddy was?
Charles Stevens of...
Daddy was Mercury Truck and Tractor down the Bristol Road.
Sorry, say that again.
Daddy was Mercury Truck and Tractor. When he was a schoolboy at Sir Thomas Richards School, he could see the horses pulling the tugs and he saw them dying of heart attacks. And so he started Mercury Tug and Tractor Company.
Oh, right.
And they went all over the world. In fact, the tugs pulling out the airplanes were Daddy's.
Okay, so that there is another company still in Gloucester that makes aircraft tugs. And for life of me, I can't remember what they're called now. But maybe it developed into another company, did it?
Well, I know that the salesman, Ron Barnfield, did a sort of trick and went to Surrey to Lancing Bagnall.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then after that, Daddy... Then he died in 1966.
Yeah. Well, Lancing Bagnall are still about, I think, aren't they? Forklifts and all sorts of things, yeah. So, okay, you left Fieldings, basically, because you became pregnant.
Yes, married, yes.
So, where were you living then?
I don't know. Oh, I know, Brunswick Road.
Oh, right.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, Brunswick Road. So the technical college Brunswick Road.
Yeah.
So is it somewhere near the college?
Yes, it was down the other end, near the park.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Side, near the park.
And the judge's residence was just round the corner, I would imagine, then.
Yeah.
So... At that time, was the girls' school, Ribston High School, was that further up the road from the park?
I know. I went to the girls' high. I started there when I was 5 years old. and left, you know, to go to art college. Yeah. So I was at the Girls High in Denmark Road.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Denmark Road School is still going, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Okay, so what did you do after Feelings? You mentioned earlier that you travelled a lot, so where did you actually go and why and, you know, can you give us a little bit of a potted history?
Well, married and husband started an engineering works in Guernsey, so worked there. I was working for Christian Dior, actually.
Right.
I was in my 40s.
So what were you doing for Christian Dior?
Representing them in the Channel Islands.
Ah.
And I said to my husband, don't we, Sidney, they want a pretty young girl. He said, who spends money on expensive creams? Women in their 40s. And that's how I...
Oh, right. Yeah, we don't know much about that industry, I'm afraid.
Wonderful job, though. Hosiery allowance, grooming allowance, hairdressing allowance.
Oh.
250 quid worth of their goods every month. Super job.
That's not bad, is it? Mm.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Especially in those days.
Yeah. So that was in Guernsey.
Yeah.
So where did you go after that?
Where did I go after that? Plymouth. Yes, because Si, yes, gave a chance for Si to go to technical college and everything. Yes.
Who was Si, sorry?
My son, he died 2 years ago.
Oh dear, sorry. Sorry about that. Okay, so where did you live in Plymouth? Because I know Plymouth fairly well.
Stoke. The Stoke part of Plymouth.
Yeah.
By the Devonport.
Oh yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, that side, yeah.
Between Mutley Plain and Devonport.
Yeah. Of course Devonport is quite a naval centre.
Oh yes.
They actually, I don't know if you know, but they service the nuclear submarines there as well.
What I can remember is the High Street in the evenings had the ladies of the evening walking up and down.
Yeah, keeping the sailors happy, I would imagine. Yeah, so, okay, so you're in Plymouth. You've obviously moved on since then. Where did you go next?
Do you know, I can't remember.
Maybe. Did you stay in Plymouth a long time?
I was in Plymouth until that awful man, you know.
Yes.
Collected me and brought me here to Weston-super-Mare.
But you were
Because Laura
France.
Was living here. Laura's my daughter.
You were in France.
I was in France, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was in France in the 70s.
So?
Yeah, I was.
You've just been prompted that you were in France. What did you do in France?
Not a lot. Ate. It was a lovely way of life.
Yeah.
The markets, fresh fruit and everything. It was in the south of France.
South of France. Which part? Can you remember the town?
Yes, between Cannes and Saint-Tropez.
That's not a bad place to live.
No.
Did you live there for a long time?
About 8 years, I would think.
Yeah.